interviewing. Oh, hi Carol, I'm Jennifer Myrie, and I wanted to ask you about some of your first impressions when you first came to TAMUQ.
Well, I've been here a little over a year at Texas A&M. I was, of course, familiar with Texas A&M in Qatar because of had been at Cornell for 3 years and actually was in the Cornell building with Texas A&M their first year of courses here. And so Suzanne, and I think she maybe had one helper, was there at that time, was the only librarian in the Texas A&M library.
So that sounds like an interesting perspective, because you weren't initially a part of Texas A&M. What were your impressions?
Well, they had all the PCs, so everybody went into their library to work, because at that time, and probably still, Cornell would only allow Macintoshes, and so all the students used to go into the Texas A&M library to use their resources, because they were friendlier.
Okay. And that specifically the library, what were your impressions of the university on a wider level?
You know, I don't think I really had any. Certainly, when I joined the faculty and staff here at Texas A&M, the contrast is just stunning, because Texas has a very, very open kind of culture, and people are very not just friendly, but honest and forthright and easy to work with. Seems to be an institution designed to successfully complete goals, accomplish goals, and encourage people to do that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you see that those particular qualities work well for Texas A&M in Qatar? Or do they?
Well, I think it fits in because Qatar has so much to accomplish. And Qatar Foundation and hence Sheikha Moses' goals are very progressive, very idealistic, very high-minded, and it takes a great deal of effort to accomplish that. So because Texas A&M is really, really committed to the outcome and producing results, I think it's very successful, because this institution has accomplished its goals and then some by becoming involved in other community efforts. You know, Texas A&M brought their, it's Texas A&M, though not our engineering culture, but Texas A&M sent their firefighting school to Qatar to teach firefighters here. Texas A&M helps run the teacher prep program at Qatar University. There's other involvements that the university has in Qatar, and so that really exceed just the educational goals.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't aware of the fire training, but it sounds like the university is involved beyond the campus.
Yeah, that I know about, because I was having lunch in City Center Mall one day and saw a guy with a Texas A&M t-shirt on and had a brief chat with him. And it's in many ways it is a small town, and you find people easily and find out things easily.
What's your vision for Texas A&M for the future?
Well, to continue to run very, very successful curriculum, to progress into its graduate and research programs, and that the library would be able to support those to people's satisfaction and kind of work out the bugs, the kind of irritating little problems that get in the way of an academic career, such as access to electronic resources, you know, really smooth those procedures and routines out, so that it doesn't get in anyone's way. There just aren't problems. It becomes a way of life.
Thank you, Carol. I didn't